Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Storytime with Oma. Today, we're going to continue talking about being thankful, because all month, we think about how thankful we are for everything we have. Today, we're going to talk about the third article of the Apostles' Creed, where we learn about the Holy Spirit. So, if you're ready, put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here we go! The third article of the Apostles' Creed talks about the Holy Spirit. Let's say it together. Maybe you know it, or if you don't know it, you can just listen. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We say amen because it's the end of the Apostles' Creed. Well, in the Apostles' Creed, we're talking about how we believe in the Holy Spirit. We know that the Holy Spirit is God. But let's look at the meaning of the article in the Catechism. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, and sanctified and kept me in the true faith. You know what that means? That means that the Holy Spirit creates faith in you. Your faith is a gift from God. We learn in the Bible that we believe in God not because we are so powerful that we can say we believe in God, but we learn that our faith is a gift that is given to us by God. So the Holy Spirit works in us and creates that faith. For many people, that faith begins when you are baptized. Some of you were baptized when you were a baby. If you don't know if you were baptized, why don't you ask your parents if you have been baptized? And if you haven't, maybe this is a good time to talk to your parents about getting baptized. And you can talk to the pastor at your church. But many of you were baptized as babies. Your parents wanted you to become God's child. The Holy Spirit has a special work of sanctification. Wow, that's a big word, isn't it? Do you know what it means to sanctify? To sanctify means to make holy. Now, we talked about how God is holy and perfect, but we are not. But because Jesus died for us and redeemed us, we can live a sanctified and holy life. That word sanctification, making holy, is something that is done by God, not by us. And God's Spirit works in us. God's Spirit continues to work in us. And we are so thankful that we have faith and that we know that Jesus died for us and that God loves us so much. Well, thank you for joining us today on Storytime with Oma. Remember, be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.